then we were going to go through a way of visualizing the objects of protection according to a slightly different Tibetan lineage called the Southern Lineage. And we'll just do it quickly. I don't want to confuse you or add to the confusion. It's just another way of doing it. And it's not very long, so we'll go through it. And then we'll get on to, we said we would speak about guardians of the Lamrim. Okay? Okay, so here we go. What's Lamrim? Enlightenment A to Z. It's a kind of, say again?
Idiots.
The complete idiot's guide. Yeah, to enlightenment. Okay. In one book, all the instructions. So there are protectors for them. But here we go. Sing begins Sunyamin Dawashi Yimber. Dejitat Sel Depsul Niyokening. Where are you? It's 91A at the last line. 91A. Last line. Just before 91B. Jitat Sel Depsul Ni. How do we visualize this different way of doing it? Rangi Dundu Sane Yarkepit. Yarkepetabu jasin yidu onwe. So we see in front of us, we see a rainbow rising from the earth. And then that rainbow turns into like a cloud. Yidu onwe septu deme gochok mambo seltap. Then sitting in those clouds, rainbow, among the rainbow, are large lotus heads of lotuses. And some texts say they are weaving. They are, what do you call it? Undulating is good. Who said that? That's good. Yeah, they are like this, okay? Some people say that. Mangbo seltape du uki chewe tengdu. In the middle is the largest one. And on top of that is Lord Buddha. Then on the two, there are two more large lotus heads at the level of the shoulders of that Buddha. So they'd be here. And then there's Manjushri on the left and Maitreya on the right of the Buddha's left and right. Our right and left. Okay. On the Buddha's own left is the angel of wisdom. And on the Buddha's own right is the angel of compassion. On a separate lotus. Okay. Sosoku gyabna. Deni sosoku gyabna sabge gyupe lama nam. Chik gyabtu chik along korwa tar. Tubwang la korwe tsuldu. Shukpe gyupe nyiki lama. So then, let me see. This is a little confusing to me. Deni sosoku gyabna. Behind them, sabge are the two lineages. We call sub and ge. Sub means profound. Ge means far spreading. And those are code words in the Lamrim for the lineages of emptiness and the lineages of compassion. They're called profound lineage and the widespreading lineage. Okay. Gyupe lamanam chik gyaptu chik along korwa tar. I don't understand this exactly. I'll have to check it, okay? It says, chik gyaptu, each one is behind the one before them, like they are surrounded by a circle. But it doesn't make sense to me. I'll check, okay? Tubang la korwe tsudu. But they all circle the Buddha. Shukpe gyupa, nyiki lama, jema nyi, delse dudro. So the... In each, I guess there are two circles around the two lotuses to the side of the lamas who have taught those lineages of compassion and wisdom. And each succeeding generation is sitting next to the one before them. So usually those generations are about 30 years apart, average, over the last 2,500 years. It's about 42 generations back to the beginning of the Tibetans. And we recite their names every 2 weeks. We know their names, and it's beautiful. So they are sitting, each each previous generation is sitting next to one. Normally a teacher is about 30 years older than their prime disciples. Okay. Sabge gipe lamanam. Then each one of them is sitting on their own lotus. In front of the Buddha, but a little bit lower, is Chundel Ngotoki Lama. Are the lamas from whom, who's Chundel? What's Chundel? We had it. What's Chundel? Chum means Dhammandelwa, like Tendel, connection. So Chundel means a lama with whom you have a karmic connection. And it means someone from whom you've taken teachings personally. Okay. And there's this custom in the monastery, you know, like you're too busy. I had 12 main lamas. And you don't have time to go to, there's another great lama in the monastery, but you don't have time to go to get teachings from them. But you'll go to their door one day on a day off, which is not very common. And you will knock on their door and say, could you just teach me for 5 minutes? Because I want Chundel. I want a karmic connection with you. I'd like you to be in my life next time. You know, and they'll just teach you for 5 minutes standing at the door. And then they become Chundel Lama. And then you're like, okay, see you next life. You know, like that. It's like a shame not to have a karmic connection with them, even if you don't have time to go learn from them. So that's a nice custom. Chundel Ngotoki Lama. So those lamas with whom you have a karmic connection are sitting in front of you, as in front of the Buddha lore. Nyamlen Jinnab Gyusandap Migu. You can leave out in this visualization the tantric lineage, the one behind. Okay, you can leave that one out. Tengin Namkar Chating Gi Septang Lama Nam Gi Yeyin Ne Sangye Nam. Up higher in the sky, scattered around the rainbow, to the left and right of your lamas and the various lamas of the two lineages are circles of Buddhas. This one is more, it's called, I forget the name. Like it's a ladder thing. You're supposed to put them in, they're supposed to be built up vertically rather than horizontally. See what I mean? So there's some word in Tibetan for it. It's like totek. Like you're supposed to stack them, okay? Rather than spreading them out like we did before. And you can see which one feels better to you. Okay? Below them are the bodhisattvas. Below them are the listeners. Below them are the self-made Buddhas. Below them are the Dharma protectors. Then the Chundel Ngutoki Lame Ok, Pedme Gochok, the big undulating lotus flower, which is under the lamas with whom you've had a karmic connection. Peme nambas natso pema. Natso pema is a really strange lotus. It has black petals, yellow petals. There's a whole teaching on it, okay? In certain directions, red petals. It's not like most lotuses are either, utpal is pale blue, and pema is like omari peme hu, that one is pink. So this one is a very strange, and it has a tantric meaning. The different directions have a tantric meaning. Anyway, you can say a multicolored lotus. Peme namba sum, there are three. Yepe umar ni denki tengdu, in the middle one. Nin denki tengdu, there's a, nin den means a cushion, like I'm sitting on a cushion, but it's made of the sun, down flat. Okay, they perceive the sun as a disc. Mandala. Mandala means disc, and they perceive it. So you're sitting on the sun. Tengdu, kebu chambu chudak. Then there's the first of the protectors of the lamrim. So we're going to have three protectors of the lamrim, okay? And they're below and in front of the lamas that you have a karmic connection to, okay? Three lotuses, three new lotuses, okay? In the middle is a Nyunze Yeshe Gumbo, okay? Say Nyunze Yeshe Gumbo. On the right hand lotus, which would be your left, okay? Because right hand always means to the Buddha's right hand, which means our left, is Pen Dai Tengdu, is a lotus, and on top of that is a moon disc. And on top of that, by the way, Nyunze Yeshi Gumbo, we'll talk about him, is the protector for the people of higher capacity, okay? People of highest capacity. Kebu Dingi Chundak Namse is Vaishravana, in Tibetan called Namse, sometimes Kubera. And that's the protector of the Lamrim teachings for people of medium capacity. Okay. What makes you highest capacity? Yeah, you're stirring the tea for the old coffee, for the old lady. And you're thinking, I would like to start a fad that ends up being global. I would like it to go viral. It's a very much a viral state of mind. I would like my example, my successful example, for getting a boyfriend in a new way by stirring this old lady's coffee, you know, that it should spread. And everyone who wants a boyfriend or a girlfriend should help a lonely person. And everybody who wants money should help poor people. And everybody who wants to get strong from their yoga first should go to the hospital and help a sick person. Because that's the real cause. The yoga is the means by which the cause expresses itself. But the cause of yoga making you thin or strong is the amount that you serve the sick. So do yoga, because that's the medium or the means through which the karma expresses itself. But if you don't want to get hurt in yoga, if you want the yoga to succeed, help somebody sick before that. The yoga doesn't do anything. Yoga cannot do anything for you. Half the people, I went to a class in New York. I told you I always go to a class, right? So I was in New York, so I just went out to a class at some obscure yoga studio. And that's how I go to the movies. I go to the movies, I see what's playing when I get there. And I say, I want a ticket for that, you know? And so I see which class is playing when I get to the yoga studio. And it said, what do they call that? Restorative, you know? And I said, I want to be in the restorative class, you know, it's next. Okay, you know, $18. And then I said, what's restorative mean? And they said, it's a yoga class for people who got hurt by doing yoga. You know? And I said, do you charge for that class? Like, do you get them twice? You know, you charge them to hurt them and then you charge them to fix them. But she was kind of angry. Anyway, why did I bring that up? I don't remember. Huh?
What's the capacity?
Oh, yoga doesn't work. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yoga has no power. Yoga does nothing. Aspirin does nothing. You know, scriptures don't do nothing. Okay, if you have the seed, they can help you. If you don't have the seed, they will bore you and put you to sleep, okay? All right. Then I can see all your feelings. You know. Okay, scripture has no power. Yoga has no power. Aspirin, food, they have no power. Vegan diet has no power. Meat diet has no power. Depends on what seeds you have. If you are kind to others and you pay attention to others, what they want, what they need, then yoga will work. And if you don't, then you'll get hurt and you'll have to go to restorative class, okay? Okay. Anyway, why did we get onto that? I forget. Oh, huh? Oh, yeah. It was the lady stirring the coffee for the lady. You have to think, I want to start a global virus, a global fad. A whole globe, 7 billion people who understand that aspirin doesn't do anything and that yoga doesn't do anything and that scriptures don't do anything. Okay, what's the proof of that, by the way? Because different people have different reactions to them. Some people die if you give them an aspirin. they're allergic to aspirin, right? There's nothing in aspirin that can help you. There's nothing in aspirin anyway. And there's nothing in these words that can help you. And there's nothing in an asana that can help you. If you have the seeds, they will help you. If you don't have the seeds, they will mess you up. And you've seen that. Scriptures mess people up. Aspirins make people sick. And yoga gets you hurt. Some people. That means they didn't have the seed. Okay. So that idea of spreading that wisdom, which is true. That wisdom is true. And you know that. The fact that aspirin doesn't always work proves it. For the last headache you had, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. It means aspirin doesn't have anything in it. It's all coming from you. Is spreading that wisdom would make everyone happy. Okay. So there's a protector for those ideas, that they should not get lost in the world. And people are fighting over whether yoga works better, or jogging, or golf, or Pilates, or... I heard this new one today, Zumba? It sounds fun. I want to try it. Maybe that will make me happy. You know. Okay, so it's all... somebody's got to take me to it. What, does it hurt you? Or is it like that? Anyway. Oh, seriously, sorry. Yeah? Okay. I'll come. All right. So anyway, spreading that wisdom that things don't work by themselves unless you help somebody else first is the Bodhisattva's mission. That's what they do. That's the highest capacity. So then on the right hand, meaning our left of the Buddha, is, it's actually in front of the three lamas, in front of your karmic connection lamas. On your left and the lamas right, over here, is the protector of the medium capacity. And what are they interested in? Medium capacity. Yeah, they don't want any suffering. Like if you offered them, I don't know, a Mercedes-Benz, right? Then they would say, can you assure me that it will never break or never get old? See, like they don't just want something better. They want it never to fail. Then their protector is Vaishravana, one of the four great kings who live on the top of Mount Meru, okay, up here. And they are protectors for the world. Okay, that's one of the protectors. Yenmar, on the other, on the left-hand lama, which is your right as you face them, Yenmar, Nindengi Tengdu, again, a sun disk, is Kebu Chungu Chodak, the protector of the Lamrim steps for people of lesser capacity, is Shinje She. Okay, the full name is Shinje She. They just said Shinje. Shinje means what? I think you know. Lord of Death. Okay? Shinje She. De sum la kebu sum gyu chu dak tu jope gyu tsen ni. So I'm going to cover why they call them the three. Why are these three beings the protectors for the Lamrim? They go into it here. Okay? And what do you do with a protector? If you're having a problem, like you're trying to teach the Lamrim and there's some kind of obstacle, you can ask them for help. You know, if you're trying to master the Lamrim internally and you're having trouble, you can ask them for help. Okay, they protect the teachings and they protect the people who are learning them and trying to meditate on them. If you're having trouble with the idea of impermanence or death, then you could ask one of those protectors for help. Okay, like that. Nyunze Yeshi Gumbo. The first one, which is I said Nyunze Yeshi Gumbo. Nyunze means acts fast. Nyur means fast. Ze means acts. Nyunze Yeshi means wisdom. Gumbo means protector. What's a Sanskrit? It's extremely obscure. It's Kurukula. Okay? And Lama Supa has this fixation on Kurukula. I never understood it. It's a really obscure tantric deity. But now I understand. Last night I was like, wow, that's why he called his Boston Center Kurukula, right? So anyway, that's the protector of the bodhisattva part of the Lama. Okay, Kurukula. Yeshi Gumbu Gyalkun Nyingje Rangsuk. This angel is the embodiment of the compassion of all the Buddhas and is, in essence, Chenrei Sikh or Avalokiteshvara. Okay? When you can pronounce Avalokiteshvara, you know you're a real Dharma student. Okay? It took me like 4 years. I remember in India, I'd be like, Avalu Agu. Okay. You could break it into pieces, okay? Ava means down. Lokita means looking down. And Ishvara means Lord, right? So Ava, Lokita, Ishvara. You could say it slow like that. Avalokiteshvara. Okay. The Tibetan is Chen Re Sik. Chen means eyes. Re means like this. Like they say the way Aura looks at her baby. You're like, okay, loving eyes, Chenrei Sikh, the Dalai Lama, right? Okay. Chenrei Sikh Ngo Yinpe. Di ni chu kyung tu ten na, if you ask this person for help, this being, Kibu Chenpo Kup, then when you are studying the parts of the Lama Rim that relate to people of greatest capacity, Jam Ningje Ke Nyurwa La Nyeche, you will be able to achieve compassion and love more quickly. Okay? So quickness is part of even his name, right? Okay. Nyurwa La Nyeche. So that's an important thing. Why are they protectors for the Lama? Dingi Kab, okay. I know enough to not to trust the projector. Dingi Kap means when you are studying the steps for a person of medium capacity, the subjects which are most important are the three trainings, which are morality, meditation, and wisdom. Shakpar, Tsutungin Lapatsor, the most important training is morality in the people of medium capacity. Why would that be connected to the goal anyway? Yeah, okay. Why would that be connected to the goals of a person of medium capacity? Person of medium capacity doesn't want to suffer anymore. So morality is most important for them. The practice of morality is most important for them. So, Nyamsu Leng Gu. Gyalchen Nam Tu Se Ki, and the great king called the protector named Vaishravana, Dene Sumle protects the three baskets, and especially the Vinaya, which is the teachings on vowed morality, okay? Some people translate it as monk's vows or something like that, but it's not really. Much of it is vows for lay people, okay? I think tonight some people are taking those vows, right? Okay? These are Vinaya vows, lifetime layman's vows. No killing, no stealing, no sexual misconduct, no lying, and no booze or drugs. Okay? Those five are layperson's vows, lifetime vows. You take them for your life. Okay? And like that. That's the beginning of the Vinaya. And then it goes up to fully ordained people who have Nigang up to Sasum. The boys have 253 vows. And the girls are more naughty, so they have 364 vows. So you start with five vows and you work up to 364 if you're a naughty person. Dulwa. Laba sumne, tsutim ki laba point, sumar tembe. So, Vaishravana, of the three different trainings, agreed. Tembe chengar, which means at the foot of the Buddha, at the These beings are like heavy-duty, powerful beings who can move galaxies, right? But they came to the Buddha, and they knelt before the Buddha, and they swore to protect the teachings. Okay, there's this deal they make. Okay, I don't know where, it must be on some other galaxy or something, but and a zillion years ago. And they said, okay, planet Earth, 2012, I'll take care of the people of middle capacity. And then Buddha says, you promise? And they say, yeah. Okay, you're on. Okay, and probably we should make a movie about it, because there's no other, you know, I don't know where it happened or how it happened. It's always like they made a promise on their knees to Lord Buddha, and they don't tell you more. Okay, Tumbe Chengar. Chengar means before the eyes of the Buddha. Shelki She means they promised. Dini Chukyong Dupena. And if you ask this person for help, Vaishravana, it will help you to gain the Lamrim parts of medium person faster. Okay, let's go to the third protector. Now we got to talk about people of what capacity? Lowest capacity. Okay. Tell me if you guys are ready. Chögyal Shinje, Lord of Death. Why would you choose the Lord of Death to be the protector? These are divine forms of these three beings, okay? So it's not the usual Lord of Death. It's like an angel whose name is the Lord of Death, okay? And traditionally they say that, I don't know, it's similar in Christianity, but in Buddhism they say that when you die, and particularly if you go to the hell realms, you will be met by the Lord of Death, and he will explain to you why you're there. Like, he will explain the karmas that you did. So they say mitapatan. They will teach you about impermanence, and they will teach you gedik tangzin lendik namye means. They will give you a lecture about good karma and bad karma. Okay, that's their job. Okay, so tumbapo yimbe dini chukyong dutena. If you ask them for help, they will help you learn the teachings of the lowest capacity, which are based on the fact that you're going to die. Okay? The teachings of lowest capacity are founded on death meditation. What is death meditation? It's not like some kind of weirdo, depressing thing. It's not that. Okay? Death meditation is you get up, you walk over to the sink, you grab your toothpaste, you put the toothbrush, put toothpaste on it, put it in your mouth, brush, look at yourself in the mirror, and you say, I'm going to die today. Okay? Okay? Then you spit out the toothpaste, wash your mouth, and you could throw out the toothbrush. Okay? All right? That's a real death meditation. Every morning when you get up, like, okay, I'm going to die today. What am I going to do with my last day? How will I spend my last day? You know? And then you don't waste time. And it's a very profound meditation, okay? You're going to learn it, okay? But if you want to learn it well, you ask for the help of the Lord of Death, okay? Very powerful being who kills all living beings, right? Can you help me appreciate the fact that I will not see tonight? I will not see the sunset tonight. Okay. Then the Lord of Death will teach you not to waste your time, because you've only got one day left. And that's a very profound meditation. If you do it, you can get all kinds of projects done. And then your life changes. You become like a really intense person, and your life becomes more rich and more beautiful. Very intense and beautiful. Uta? Pungi jachin meto tham Rira linshi hinde genpadi Sange shindu minte uwagi Roku nanda shina chupasho Iram Guru Raha Mandala Kame Atayami Dike Woku Sunam Yeshe
Sotsoshin Sanam Yeshe Nechuwe Dambakuni Topasho.
Okay, good. Good job. Thank you.